what exactly one wants to do with that type of a shayla. Okay. So what is the issue? So again, so Rabbi Walter quotes in the Sefer, and I quote you his wording. He writes, there's a prevalent custom observed by the Jews, both of Ashkenazic and Sephardic descent, to refrain from traveling and taking pleasure trips during the 9 days between the 1st and the 9th of Av. I don't know if that's true, and I don't know where that comes from, which is what his whole essay is about. Where does that come from? I just don't know if that premise is correct, that there is such a custom. I'm not familiar with it, but again, maybe there is this custom that people don't travel during the 9 days. I don't know. But be it as it may, that's his agenda, that's his starting point in his chapter 24 of his Sefer, as I mentioned earlier. Terrific Sefer, The Making of a Minhag. It's in all your farm stores. Go out and buy it. Either way, that's his agenda. His agenda is to explain, is there any validity, is there any source for what he calls a minhag klal Yisrael today, that we don't travel and we don't take what he calls pleasure trips during the 9 days. So let's try to go through some of the possible sources for explaining this prohibition. So we start off with a Medrash Eicha. Source number one. Now the truth is, we discussed this Medrash and this idea a lot more last year. You can take a listen, but we'll start with it again this year. There's a Medrash Eicha that says the following. It's up to Medrash, source number one. It says on the Pasuk, Kol Roi Defel His Sigua Bein Amitzarim. Everyone chases after them Bein Amitzarim. This is the famous Mekor for those words, Bein Amitzarim. So says the Medrash, B'yoyim Da'aka from the 17th day in Tammuz until Tisha B'Av Shebehem, Ketev Meriri Motzei. During those days, Ketev and Meriri can be found. Who's Ketev and Meriri? So Ketev and Meriri are names of Shadim. These Shadim have a certain amount of power, a certain amount of Shalita between Shiva Asa Tammuz and the 9 days. Reb Abba Bakana, Reb Levi, Reb Abba Bakana, Omar, Dugoze, Sugya, Ditahara, Meration, Deshis, I'd say from the Tisha, from the beginning of the 6th until the end of the 9th. Reb Levi Amadu Gozes Sugya Diyema Meseifon the Arba Adreshin the Tisha. This is discussing when these Shadim have this power, what hours of the day. Then the Medrash Eicha continues. The Einam Ahalich Loi Becham Loi Betzel. A person shouldn't walk in the sun, and he shouldn't walk in the shade. Ela Betzel Hasamach Lachami. He should walk in the shade next to the sun. What is this all about? So this is the source in Medrash that there is something. It's an auspicious time. This Ketef and Meriri are these Shadim. Shadim represent danger. Shadim represent possible harm, and therefore during this period of time, says the Medrash Eicha, be careful. Now most of us would say we'd read this Medrash and take it like, okay, it's like an Agadita Gemara. I'm not going to lose sleep over it. I'm not going to necessarily think that it's actually binding, but it is. It's recorded in Shulchan Aruch. It's actually first brought down in the Beis Yosef, quoting from Rishayim, and it's recorded in Shulchan Aruch. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, source number 2, the Mechaber writes in Metav Kof Dan Aleph, Tzarech Lizar Mishav Asa B'Tamaz HaTishavav. A person has to be careful, starting already from the 3 weeks, up till Tishavav, Shalilelech Yechidi. You should never walk alone. You shouldn't walk alone. Why shouldn't you walk alone? May arba shois atesha shos, between the 4 hours and 9 hours. Why? Because as we said, zok deramam mishum shebehem ketef miriri shaylet. Because that's when you have the ketef and miriri, you have the shadim that we saw in the Medrash Eicha. So therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, a person should not walk alone, starting from the 3 weeks between the hours of 4 and 9 hours into the day. Says the Shulchan Aruch, v'lo yaku hatalmidim b'yom mehem. You should also not hit your students during this time. It's an auspicious time, it's not a good time, and therefore you shouldn't hit your students. I always joke, that's why we don't have yeshiva during the summer. Because if we have yeshiva during the summer, we'd have to grapple with this halacha. So therefore the society created it, that we send the kids to camp, we don't have to worry about it. The truth is, the poskim write, not only are you not supposed to hit your talmidim, you're also not supposed to hit your children. That's why they instituted sleepaway camps. This way you send your kid to sleepaway camp, you don't have to worry about hitting your kid because he's away in camp. But in any case, this is a serious halach. It's recorded in Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because there's a certain ketef mariri, the shadim, have this power to do damage. Why are you not allowed to hit your talmidim? Obviously, we're not talking about a case where you're hitting your talmid in a way that's going to cause him harm. The answer is, you're right. You don't mean to harm him, but because there's an auspicious time between the 3 weeks, any little thing can be dangerous. And therefore, this is an idea to stay away from things which are perhaps deemed dangerous. And this is the big question that many people grapple with, Am I allowed to do things that are questionably dangerous during the 3 weeks? Someone just told me they were considering going bungee jumping during the 3 weeks. I'm not so sure if you should go bungee jumping on a regular day. But perhaps one can argue that something like bungee jumping is not necessarily something you want to do during the 3 weeks. Why? Even though maybe during the rest of the year it's mutar, because again, these things that are normally done that could carry with them a potential harm are even more so worried about during the 3 weeks. Now, if this is true, so you're not allowed to go, you're not allowed to walk alone. So maybe this should be a hindering to our travels. I'm not allowed to walk, right? I'm not allowed to go between the 4th hour and the 9th hour, so I can't travel. The Rosh Hashanah says not so fast. Says the Rosh Hashanah, the Nira, Takpeduhu Alicha Bederech Veloy Beir. This is only if you're talking about on a dirt road. But if you want to travel in the city, then it's not a problem. However, for those people who are in the mountains, and there are many, many dirt roads that are off the beaten path, this halacha is still applicable. Again, if I want to take a trip from New York to New Jersey, and I'm going to travel on the George Washington Bridge, and I'm going to take that into a town, that's not going to be considered traveling alone. But if I'm going to be going on a dirt road somewhere, or I'm going to be going upstate somewhere, or going to a middle of nowhere somewhere by myself, okay, the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch is yichidi, okay, if you go with your spouse, it might be okay. But if I'm going to go alone, then perhaps I'm going to violate this halacha. But again, if I'm going to travel on vacation with my spouse and we're going to go from New York to LA, no private roads, very open spaces, l'cha'ira, it should not be a problem. And the Eishel Avrom, the B'chatcha Rav, says the same thing in number 4. He writes, this does not mean places where there are people. If I want to go on vacation to a place where there's people, I go out to eat, there's people, I go on the street, there's people, I go out to the sites, there's people, that would not be any way a issue of this. He says,
so this is all based on
Shadim? This is based on Shadim and perhaps bad mazel. Ketef and Meriri might just be an example of auspicious, dangerous, again, some people take it literally and say, well, we don't have Shadim today. Well, we don't have Shadim today. We all know the famous story that when they killed Avram Hager, that Reb Shlomo Zalman said, no more Shadim. Okay, so if there's no Shadim, I don't have to worry about Ketiv and Meriri either. Other people say, no, still have to worry about it. But it's a certain, again, V'layakwa Talmidim is not just because of the Shadim. That's just like, it's an auspicious time. It's not necessarily a great time. But according to the Eishel Avram and the Rechashuch, if I'm going on vacation, from here to wherever, I'm not going on any places where there's no people. Again, if I want to go alone, away, I want to go up, there was a story in the news about these guys that went fishing somewhere, these three guys, and they were brutally killed, at some dirt road somewhere in the south. Again, if I want to do that, then it might be a serious violation over here. But again, if you assume you're going on a normal, typical vacation or trip, you're not going anywhere secluded, you're going, from here to great adventures, and you're going on roads where there's always people, this would not present an issue. He also writes, Ein tzarich lema b'binyonim sheish b'mezuzah. He says, if you're going to hit kids, it's okay if there's mezuzahs in the room. That's also brought down by the Marsham. The Marsham also writes that this din of not hitting your talmidim is only if you're going to hit them in a room without a mezuzah. But if there's a mezuzah in the room, that will protect them. Okay? Then he writes, Ach gam ba'achiri habatim, even behind the homes, as long as you're within the city line, or a kfar or the village, then he adds something which is very important to us. He says, don't add more than what the Shulchan Aruch told us. These halachas are very, difficult for us to comprehend. They're not our typical halachas about, don't do this, don't do that. So says the Eishel Avraham, don't add things on your own. Meaning, like, don't make up your own things. Shulchan Aruch said, don't walk alone, so you're not allowed to walk alone. Shulchan Aruch says, don't hit your students. Don't say, well, the Shulchan Aruch also said that, I shouldn't, take a drive, because driving is dangerous. Don't add more than what they gave us. Now, obviously, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anywhere about taking a vacation. So therefore, one can make the argument, well, it's not included in the Shulchan Aruch list. The Eishel Avraham said, don't add more to the list, so then I can do whatever I want. That's perhaps what the Eishel Avraham means with that comment. Now, if you scroll down to source 4b from the Archas Rabbeinu, where he quotes from Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he writes, "Omar li agoyim Reb Chaim Kanievsky shlita." Reb Chaim Kanievsky shlita told me, "Shesholas asked Mona Chazanish." They once asked the Chazanish, "Ha shekatzav b'shulchan aruch simitav kuf lanal sefi utches shvein amitzorim layelch yichidi." It says you're not supposed to walk alone between the 4th hour and the 9th hour of Omar li, and the Chazanish answered, "Shakavona rak michutz liir." It's only if you're going outside of the city. Avol biir mutter. You're going into the city. That's okay. So you can't tell me that the reason why I can't go on vacation is somehow because of this din, because that is not the case. If you scroll all the way down to the bottom, we quote over here from the Sefer called Kol HaMesabel. He writes, "Vaf meivim shem haChazanish." They also quote from the Chazanish. Had the Isa the Leil Chachidi. This din of not traveling alone. Hakavon and Rak Mechutzli. That's only if you're going outside the city. Avo beir motel Leil Chachidi. But you're allowed to go alone in the city. Ukemoikin kasev begayin kasev b'shem agayin b'yosef shom al Yashiv. That was also the opinion of Rabbi Yashiv. That what? Shedvarim loy nemru elba mekaymish leishchichi anoshim. It's only if you're going to a place where there's no people. Oy, klei rechov, there's no cars. But again, if you're not going to a deserted street, deserted town, deserted road, then this would not present a problem whatsoever. Okay, so on the initial issue of somehow telling me that this halacha of travel would be banned, or going on vacation would be banned, because it would involve me to travel alone maybe, but that seems not to be the case. Now, does that mean that we are no longer bound to not do dangerous things during the 3 weeks? There is a Rishon, the Maharal Rutenberg, one of the great Rishonim of the 1200s. He writes the following, number 5. He says, Sheben Yudzayim B'Tamuz L'Tisha B'Av Oitcheninu, Mi Yudzayim B'Tamuz L'Tisha B'Av Vadei Shchichi Mazikim. Says the Maharal Rutenberg, it is a dangerous time. There is a lot of danger. And Nebuch, if we look back over years, we will find that many, many tragic stories have happened between Shavuos B'Tamuz and Tisha B'Av. It's the reality. Therefore, says the Maharal Rutenberg, Lechein Nizarim Shoyirchatz Be'elu Hayomim Klal Be'Hanaharis. Says the Maharal Rutenberg, you're not supposed to go to the ocean. Says the Maharal Rutenberg, Gevaldik Echidish, it's not found anywhere in Shavuos, it's not found in other Rishonim. It didn't make its way to the Shulchan Aruch. We all know that the restriction of swimming first starts this evening with the onset of the 9 days. During the 3 weeks, you're allowed to go swimming. Says the Maharal Rutenberg, yes, but you should not go in rivers. Don't go in the Haris. Don't go to the ocean. Why? Because it's well known, because it's shchichi mazikim. It's well known that there is damage. There's whatever word you want to use, whether it be mazikim, whether it be shedim, whether it be omens, whatever it is, that this period of time between Shavuos V'Tamuz is an auspicious time. Stay clear of anything that could be perhaps dangerous. Now again, he doesn't mean to say that swimming in the ocean is always dangerous. He just means that swimming in the ocean is something like we saw in Shulchan Aruch. That it could turn quickly from being something pleasurable to being something, chas v'shalom, very dangerous. So this takes us back to our question. So based on this logic, would I be limited to do activities? Let's say you want to go go-karting. You want to go bumper cars. You want to go paintballing, which I don't endorse a whole year anyways. One could argue that maybe you shouldn't do it during the 3 weeks. You want to go play football. Football could be dangerous. Hockey could be dangerous. Again, is it as dangerous as going into an ocean? Probably not. Let's say you want to go on a cruise. You want to go boating. Maybe one could argue that one shouldn't go boating during the 9 days, or the 3 weeks for that matter. Why? Because those things are all likely danger, small likelihood. And according to the Maharal Rutenberg, anything that has danger, we want to stay clear from. And this is also recorded by the Mekor Chaim, the Chavis Yor, Yair Bakrak, who lived 400 years later than Maram Rumberg. He lived in the 17th century. He writes, 6, Rechitza, washing. Afilu b'cham in the fnei Rosh Chodesh, alekam andasa. There's no one that prohibits bathing in hot water before Rosh Chodesh. He writes, u'mekom wakam re'isi nimnoi melechoitz bin aharos. However, I did see people that would refrain from swimming in oceans, memnei asakona, because of the danger, for ha'es misuga lira. And it's a time that is just destined for bad. It's not a good time. It's not a good time in Jewish history. Therefore, says the Mekor Chaim, the author of the Sefer Chavos Yoreh, Yoreh Bakrak, repeating the same svara that we saw from the Maharal Rutenberg, that a person should stay clear of the oceans. Don't go to the oceans. Now again, I don't think it's just limiting oceans. I think it's any activity that could be under the banner of danger, although a small level. For example, we're going to discuss tonight, what about flying? Should a person not take a flight? Well, flying is dangerous. Maybe people bench grammar when they fly. Where exactly do we draw the line of doing activities that are somewhat dangerous because of the svara of a ace mesugal lara? It's a time that is just mesugal for bad. Now again, the Mekor Chaim lived after the times of the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch never mentioned such a thing that you're not allowed to swim in oceans during the 3 weeks. And if you look over at number 7, in the Sefer Archas Rabbeinu, written by this Rabbi Horowitz, where he quotes the Minhagim from the Stipler, he quotes from the Stipler, Amali Moivir Rebbe, the Stipler told him, Shalei Nosam Liyolod of Lentsoy Liyam Ben Emetzarim. The Stipler did not let the kids go to the ocean during the 3 weeks. Omar Avshe Mikra, I did mutter. He said, I know it's mutter. Mikomokoi Mishum Sakono, the Isra, Mazel, Achmona Latzlan, Lachin Asalam. Again, the same Svara of the Marami Rutenberg, the same Svara of the Chavis Yoyer. It's just not, there's bad Mazel, there's a bad omen. Again, if you accept this notion that there's a bad omen, so then you have to be very careful with the type of activities that you do. Now, where do you draw that line? I don't know. I'm assuming the stipler is just referencing what was shown already before, like ocean travel is something that is dangerous, and therefore he writes the same thing. And then he says further, Sibrali Agad Ibrahim Kineski Shlito, Ibrahim Kineski told me that Shemoran HaChazanish, his uncle the Chazanish, Hisrachet Biyam Ben Amitzarim, the Chazanish would go in the ocean during the 3 weeks. Mishum David Tzerch B'Yosa, he needed it for his health. Rak B'Tish Sayom Leinosaliyam, but he would not go during the 9 days. Ukedoimeh, again, this is something we spoke about in previous shurim. The Chazanish held that a person is allowed to go into the ocean if it's for brias, if it's for medicinal purposes. If a person needs it for therapy, he needs it for his heart rate, he needs it for working out his body, for whatever the reason is, that would also be mutter. But still, he wouldn't do it because of a chalash. I mean, this is a bigger shayla that we've spoken about in the past, about, let's say for someone, you know, let's say people want to take swimming lessons. My kids are getting swimming lessons. What happens if you're taking instructional swim? Would a person be allowed to have instructional swim during the 9 days? So on one hand, you say to yourself, well, instructional means it's not fun. On the other hand, well, maybe it is fun. So the Achrayim grapple with this question of instructional swim during the 9 days. Again, it is a shayla that should be dealt with carefully. But in any case, we're seeing over here that they were have this fear of going swimming during the 3 weeks because of this overhanging cloud of auspicious time.
Why are the sources not differentiating between the 9 days and the 3 weeks?
That is correct. Except for the Chazanish, right. Now, we also do know that the Gemara tells us that when we get to the month of Av, we have actually a bad mazel. There the Gemara actually says that. The Gemara Maseches Tainis, I didn't photocopy, tells us, the Mishnah says in Tainis, Mishenichnas Av Mimata Mesimcha, and there the Gemara quotes, Maseches Tainis, Chavtesam and Av, quotes from the name of Rav, that there's a certain bad omen that actually takes place during Av, which starts tonight. That, he's not referring to. He's saying that this bad mazel even starts earlier. It starts already from the 3 weeks, as we'll try to see. So Moshe Sternbach was asked the same question, number 8. You're allowed to go swimming during the 3 weeks. And he writes, and this is a very important line. We can't make up new things. Meaning, if there's no halacha that says you're not allowed to swim in an ocean during the 3 weeks, we can't just decide it's us. And this is very important for us. We can't just decide you're not allowed to go on vacation during the 9 days. Because it's not in the spirit. It's got to be on the book somewhere. This is where we always run into this very gray area of things which are not explicitly written, and we want to expand on it. So he says, like we saw from the Eishal Avram, don't necessarily expand everything. The Kol Shekein, and then he writes over here, the Lo Nimnon Ela B'Tishas Hayomim. It's only a problem during the 9 days. But he adds, Uladaiti Mutalis Rachet B'Yam. I think it's mutter to go in the ocean. Avoloi Loshet Omuk Ad Karav L'Koymas Ish. But don't go too deep. Don't go into the deep section till it's ready at your head. Again, this fallback svara, that dangerous thing, that Nebuch tragedies happen during these days. The chain, ukamoy came in Mekor Chaim. He quotes the Mekor Chaim that I showed you. Meaning, the chiddush over here is that normally these small, far-fetched chashashes we don't worry about, but now we worry about them. So if it says regular swimming, I'm okay with. But if you're going to do things that are, you know, a little bit more dangerous, you're going to start, you know, again, jumping off the jumping board backwards and flipping in the air and skydiving and then other things. Again, no one's giving us a good guideline of what the guideline is, but we all understand in the back of our mind that there is this svara that it's just not a good time for doing things that are somewhat, again, I like this line over here of what he calls chshash sakona rechayka. It's a distant chshash. And on a regular Tuesday in the middle of February, we wouldn't think twice. But now we think twice. But again, strictly speaking, it's not us. Reb Shlomo Zalman writes the same thing, number 9. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, Muta lichot b'yam. You can go swimming in the ocean. Oy b'kricha b'mei mei ha-metzarim. Mutter. But he adds one more caveat. Ach, yizoer yoyse mishoyim yoyse shana. Be extra careful. We don't want you doing anything that can get out of hand. Again, you can go swimming, you can live regular, but just keep in mind. Meaning everyone is falling back on this svara. That just keep in mind. Don't forget. Have in the back of your mind that don't get too out of hand, because it's a time where things could get, chas v'shalom, dangerous. And that's what Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt writes as well in Rivei Sefraim. He writes, V'shamati b'shem gadol, I heard from a gadol, dein lichot b'yam u'beno b'kricha shechaya kol ha'gimel shvuz. You're not allowed to go swimming during the 3 weeks in an ocean. Elim kein rochatz gimel pomim mikoidim, unless you already went 3 times before. Someone actually asked me the shayla this year. Someone came to me a few days ago, they told me they heard there's a halacha or a minig, that you're not allowed to go swimming during the 3 weeks unless you went 3 times before. So Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt is referencing this. He writes, it's hard to understand this. Ki eze iser yesh lo einig. What iser is there? The gamma mahanike sherochatz koidim. And what does it help if you went 3 times before? It sounds so funny. Umadua nesar. Why should it be osur? V'rak betishas hayomim shamanu lasur. It's only osur during the 9 days. He doesn't understand why there should be any problem to go to the ocean during the 3 weeks. Now, if you look over in the Sefer Kol HaMesabel, source 11, Itaka writes, Yeshoimim, some people say, Shaminagu, there was a minug, Shemishikvar holach liyam pamachat afnei yizayim betamuz, if you went to the ocean once before Shavas betamuz, Yochol hamshachalach, then you can go back to the ocean. Avol madayin laholach, but if this is your first time in the ocean, lo yelech betchilas ben amitzarim. You're not allowed to go to the ocean for the first time. Why? Shem simcha yiseira. That's too much joy. I would have thought that's not the svara. I would have thought the svara maybe is that you're not familiar enough with the water. Meaning, if you've been to the ocean before, you know how the waves work, you know where to go and not to go, so it's not so dangerous. A first timer at the ocean is much more dangerous. So I would have thought that the svara for this halacha is not because of simcha. I would have thought the svara is because of danger. But he quotes over from Chaim Kanievsky. He says, "Mevim b'shem agen b'chaim Kanievsky shita she'ein lazeh tam v'reach." There is absolutely no smell or taste to this minhag v'hu ta'oz gadol. It is a colossal mistake. These are one of those minhagim that have absolutely no basis, that you can only go swimming in the ocean if you went to the ocean before. He also rejects it. He also said, there is absolutely no basis. I love those minhagim that have absolutely no source. So this is one of those minhagim, you don't have to think twice about it. There is no source to it. However, he does conclude, Ulam, however, re'isi, b'seifa minak toiv, dover ke'ein zev, zelo shoyne. U minak toiv, it's a good minak. Miyoyim yudzayim b'tamas l'lehenes b'dover chalish. It's a new minak, that between Shavas b'tamas and the 9 and Tisha B'Av, you shouldn't get pleasure for something new. Shlei nena mimenu mimenu b'oyser shana terem yudzayim b'tamas. I never heard such a minak. You can't do firsts. Anything which you haven't yet done, you can't do for, meaning, you can't first take a new dish that you haven't yet had. Anything new that you're going to get an extra level of simcha, you can't have. Interesting minhag. I never heard of such a minhag. But the minhag was that first time events that are going to be very pleasurable, you shouldn't do during the 3 weeks. Again, doesn't say it anywhere in our typical Sifrei Halach. I have a sefer over here called Moedei Yishurin. If you notice, it's in English. It's probably of the very few Marmakoy Mishis that we have mixed English and Hebrew. This is a sefer written by Rabbi Barenfelder Zatzal. Rabbi Barenfelder was the head of the rabbinic bezdin of the Chof Kei. He was a rav in Philadelphia for many years. He passed away a few years ago. His father was a noted rav in Toronto, Rabbi Gedalia Felder. He wrote many, many svarim. We quote them often. And he wrote a sefer called Rabbi Barenfelder was very, very close with Moshe Feinstein, as we'll see in a second. So he writes in the sefer the following. I'll read it to you. It's in English. Swimming is permitted during the 3 weeks, even if one has not done so before this period. However, one should avoid very deep water. That's a similar svara we saw from Rav Moshe Sternbach. Now, why should you avoid very deep water? So he writes source 12. Kach shamati mimoron shlita. That's what I heard from Rav Moshe. So again, so Rav Moshe also was skeptical, not skeptical, was also concerned with this idea of doing things that are a little bit dangerous. Swimming in the deep water could be dangerous. Now, if you're an avid swimmer, and you can swim in the deep water without a problem, I don't know what Rav Moshe would say to that. Again, this is a similar svara that we keep on seeing in the Poskim, that things that are perhaps dangerous should be stayed clear from during the 3 weeks, not just during the 9 days. Okay, now, so far we haven't yet seen any good reason for knocking vacations or traveling. Again, you might not be allowed to do something which is slightly dangerous, That much we might see from these Acharonim, that any activity that's dangerous, like I don't know if I would suggest doing activities that are somewhat dangerous, you know, running with the bulls, or, you know, doing something that, you know, again, paintballing or fireworks, or I don't know, things that could be dangerous, maybe one should stay clear of that. But not necessarily any reason why you shouldn't be able to take a nice family vacation or family trip during this time. Comes along this Techem in Source 13, and he writes like this. He's quoting from Reb Chaim Palagi, if I'm not mistaken. Not Reb Chaim Palagi. He's quoting from someone earlier. He's quoting from someone who says they follow. He writes the following. Says the Stei Chemed. He writes like this. After the Isi B'Sefer Masa Chaim, from, I believe that is, Reb Chaim Azulayu. Am I right? Is that the Chida? I think it's the Chida. Could be I'm wrong. Who writes the following? Shekos v'dav beis ois gimel. Shasu haskom v'takonas. They made a takona. The year they made the takona was 1865. That what? Shemiyoyim shivas v'tamuz arachatishva v'lo yuchal shom ba Yisrael l'tayel beginus u'pardisim. Jews should not go tayel. They shouldn't go vacationing. Trips. Beginus u'pardisim. In the gardens and in the areas. Al svas hayam. They shouldn't go by the ocean. Vanhar in the river. Nagin shum b'shum nigan. They shouldn't play any music. Zulas b'shas b'smila b'lvat. And he writes further. You have to announce this. The Shabbos before. If anyone violates this, you're violating a communal ban. You're going to get a very, very hefty punishment. So what is he quoting over here? That there was a ban made that people should not travel. They should not go on walks. Sorry, yeah, Reb Chaim Palagi. This is from Reb Chaim Palagi. Reb Chaim Palagi died in 1868. Not who I thought it was. Reb Chaim Palagi, one of the great Sfaradisha in Turkey. So he writes that he made a takon in 1865, 3 years before he died. No travel. Shaloi l'tayel. You shouldn't be metayel in Ginas u'Pardisim or by the ocean side. So it sounds like from this, that this sounds like a ban on travel. Sounds like a travel ban. You shouldn't go tayel in Ginas u'Pardisim. Now, he doesn't say why or what the logic behind the ban is, but he says it was a ban. Now, this was made to the citizens of Izmir, where he lived. The question is, does this bind me and you? So if you look over in source number 2.
Also, Rabbi, from the Russian, when it says Beginos of Pardesi, does that mean business travel as well? Not only, because I don't think that's what it means.
It 100%. I didn't mention this earlier, that the consensus of the Poiskim is that travel for business would definitely not be a problem, because it's not pleasure. So you got to do what you got to do. So I think according to all opinions, even if you're going to hold travel as a problem, it's only going to be what Ramesha calls a pleasure journey. Travel for business is not pleasure. It's business. So business travel, for sure, should not be a problem. So if you look over here, again, the question is, how binding is this Reb Chaim Palagi recorded by the Stechem? So if you look in the next page from Shmuel Vazir and Shevet Halevi, Shmuel Vazir writes the following. HaMinay Kan Din, someone asked the following question. The minig is, Shebimei HaKayitz Shoyim HaYoladim B'machanois Kayitz, the kids are in camp. V'yesh B'kayim HaYoladim Nosim L'tayil, they may be outside, they go on the trips. Ad Rish Chedishav, Hayim Orich L'mavrach, is it right to take the kids on trips? So his response was, B'yobim Eila Ad Rish Chedishav, Yesh L'mayit K'tzas B'tiulim, you should limit the amount of trips. So it should be recognizable that it's a time of avelus. However, if you're going for a dvar mitzvah, the whole trip you're talking to the kids and learning. Let's see how well that camp does, right? The whole trip they're talking and learning and shmoozing and learning. So that he thinks is okay. But it sounds like he is also somewhat hesitant to allow trips. Again, not clear under what restriction. If you look at the Nitta Gavriel, number 50.
Also, Rabbi, according to the Sheikh Halevi, when he says, Lamayak Sas B'Tiulim, does Tiulim always mean pleasure versus let's say you, right now the gyms are closed. If you're doing power walking.
No, that's for sure mutter. That's exercise. That's mutter. Yeah. Pleasure. Again, that's not a pleasure. That's a workout. When I say pleasure, means you're just going for fun. You're just going to relax. You want to see the scenery. You want to walk along the ocean to see, you know, the beautiful water. Pleasure. This, anything that has a tachlis, you're going for a purpose, is not considered pleasure. So the Nitzan Gavriel writes in number 15, Lo yalech l'tayel b'chol mokim sheyesh chashash sakana. So he first says, don't travel anywhere where it's dangerous. Right? Don't go to some of the cities. Don't go to Portland, and don't go to Seattle, or don't go to Chicago. I apologize for those that are from Chicago. Michael, that was you, right? Don't go to these cities. These cities are dangerous. People say New York City is dangerous. Baruch Hashem, where most of us live, we don't see it firsthand, Baruch Hashem. But there are places in this country that are very dangerous right now. Right? Maybe you shouldn't go.
South Side, Rabbi.
I know. Again, New York City, they also say, you listen to the news and people talk about New York City, that it's like, we, Baruch Hashem, in our communities, in the Five Towns, and in Queens, where we live, we don't see these things, Baruch Hashem. But New York City is still New York City. But again, the point is, don't travel anywhere that's dangerous. Then he writes, okay, but I don't want to travel anywhere. Who wants to travel somewhere dangerous? I want to travel somewhere nice. I want to take a nice trip. I'll go to a nice community. That sounds like it's okay. Then he writes, Yesha Kazim Shalala Arach Tiulim Ben Amitzar. You shouldn't arrange trips. Ben Amitzar. Ben Amitzar. That's already 3 weeks. Umreish Chodesh Ad Achat Tishbav Yesha Zobi Yaiser. And from the 9 days, even extra, more careful. Venochen Shalalan Soya Klaum Reish Chodesh Ad Tishbav. You shouldn't travel at all. Imlazarach Godel. Unless you have a need. Parnasa, you need something. Then if it's possible, Yochan Atzmi Lotzei Sladech Nevi Chodesh. Try to leave before Rosh Chodesh. So he's pretty extreme, Nitzan Gavriel, that he really thinks that travels, vacation, and trips should really, really be limited during the 9 days. He writes in the footnote an interesting story from the Beis Yisrael, from the Ger Rebbe. He writes, the Ger Rebbe, Noig L'Tayel B'Chol Yoyim L'Sha'ov Avir Tzach. He used to go to for the ear. He changed his walking path, and he decided to go visit the Kvarim on Rosh Chodesh Av. I guess that was, starting from Rosh Chodesh Av, I guess that was a subtle way of saying that he felt it's more kedai to do that than just to walk. Even though, again, I don't know what he meant over L'sha'iv Avir Tzach. It sounded like more medicinal than pleasure, but the Ger Rebbe would change his walking paths during the 9 days to make it more, to be more, I guess, less focused on enjoyment and more tachlis purposed. If you look in the Rivei Sefraim, Ephraim Gilimet writes, he says, Ulfizenir Masha Shematim Shem Godel Echad, Benyan Tiulim Rosh Chodesh Av, Sha'asr. I heard from a certain Godel that's Asr to take trips during Rosh Chodesh Av. The Chayr is a Pella. Very hard to believe, says Ephraim Gilimet. The Chayn Hoya Libizei Did Hagayin Abyoel Shorts, the Mishnah Berurah Kots of Lay Tile Be'er Tishabov. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you're not supposed to take a trip on Erev Tisha B'Av. For loy kol chodesh av, not the kol chodesh av. Omdom, however, mimatim b'simcha. You'll tell me that the reason you're not allowed to take a trip is because mimatim b'simcha. V'chi chol dover shal oynig aser. You're not allowed to do anything pleasurable starting from the 9 days. Imkein, misha oyev macho. If someone likes food, loy achem b'chodesh yud beis. Ela yesh goyder l'gabi binyin shal simcha. And this is a very, very strong argument. Said in front of Glimmett, I don't understand. You want to tell me that the reason why I'm not allowed to travel or go on vacation because it's fun and you're not allowed to have fun during the 9 days. Fine. So you're not allowed to eat sushi during the 9 days either. You're not allowed to drink scotch. The halacha is, you're allowed to drink scotch during the 9 days. You're allowed to have a good beer. I enjoy it. The answer is, they didn't just say you can't have any pleasure. Right? You're not allowed to be, you're not allowed to check your, you're not allowed to go on your phone during the 9 days because it's fun and you're not allowed to think. That's not the gather. This is what we grapple with as a nation. We can't make up new halachas. So whatever it says in Shulchan Aruch, we follow, and more than that is not, again, is it not in the, he writes at the end, he says, V'ulai zeloi zman she tiulim, maybe it's not the right time, is what we call the letter, maybe it's not the theme, but ki eich yochal etabi omeilu v'toy v'lachmer, again, v'loi me'inyinis, maybe you're right, maybe it's not the right time to go on a vacation and enjoy and kick back, maybe. But we can't necessarily call that us. You can't tell a person you're not allowed to go on vacation during the 9 days because it says something. It just doesn't say it. You want to argue it's not the right time for vacation? Fair argument. We could debate it. But that's a hashkafic question, not necessarily a halachic question. If you look at Source 17, they quote over this sefer Maya de Yeshurin from Rabbi Felder. He writes from Rav Moshe. One should not go on a pleasure journey. One should not go on a pleasure journey. Now, does that mean you shouldn't go on vacation? You shouldn't go on a trip? Very, not so clear to me. Then he writes another chiddush. One may ride in a boat. He can take a boat trip, but not as unstable as a canoe. Where does this all come from? So he writes in the footnote, Kar shamatim imar and shlita. That's what Rav Moshe said. Rav Moshe said you should not go on a pleasure journey, which means Rav Moshe was nachis that one should not take travel. One shouldn't go on a pleasure journey. Then on the footnote, what's this thing about the canoe? He writes, Kar shamatim imar and shlita. Hayoyishim reish chedish aser brechitza kagufoy af betzayin v'lchein in loshet b'canoe shenoich lalipo mimenu lasud l'taych hamayim. Says Rav Moshe, you know why you can't go on a canoe? Because you may fall in and then you'll get pleasure from the water. So Rav Moshe thought that you shouldn't do anything on water that you could perhaps fall into the water and then by default you'll be getting pleasure from the water. So according to Rav Moshe, you probably shouldn't go paddle boating. Right? According to Rav Moshe, maybe you shouldn't go paddle boating. Again, unless you argue that it's stable. A paddle boat is pretty stable and you won't fall in. Okay, maybe. I remember, I went paddle boating during the 9 days because I thought that there's no chashash. Again, you're allowed to be on water. You're not allowed to get pleasure from the water. Now, again, paddle boating, statistically speaking, most people don't fall in. But again, let's say you want to go jet skiing. Here's a good child. Can you go jet skiing during the 9 days? So Pasht is yes. One could argue no. Because first of all, a lot of the water does spurt at you, which is enjoying it. And you could spend a lot of time in the water. But again, Rav Moshe, what I really wanted was the first comment from Rav Moshe. One should not go on a pleasure journey. Okay, it's English. Rav Moshe says it pretty clear. That person should not go on a trip. Now, what's a pleasure journey? I guess you're just going for fun. You're just going to get away, just to relax. Now again, we live in a very crazy world. We live in a very, very stressed world. Some people sometimes need to get away for a night or a day just to calm themselves down. I wouldn't necessarily call that pleasure. That's just so they can not be stressed and their heart rate's very high. That might also not be an issue. I'm talking about just for the pleasure, just because it's geschmack, just because it's fun. That is the question. So if you look over at number 18, they quote over here from the Sefer Kolam HaSabel, you shouldn't travel during the 9 days. Again, danger. You should try to refrain from long trips. Even in cars. Again, I would argue going up to the mountains. It's a 2.5 hour trip without traffic. Maybe one shouldn't do that. It's also considered a trip. Right? You get to see the scenery. You get to see the mountains. Maybe one shouldn't do that as well. But
did you say the Sefer
Kol HaMasabel? I don't know who wrote the Sefer Kol HaMasabel. So it's a fantastic sefer that it goes through the halachas of 3 weeks, 9 days, Tisha B'Av, starting from the Gemaras with the Rishonim, with the contemporary Achronim. It's a fantastic, fantastic sefer. So where does that leave us right now? So it leaves us right now, in my opinion, with a little bit of a question: what exactly is included in this? Is there such a prohibition or not? Now, one of the rayas that people bring, and Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt kind of mentioned it, is a machaber in Shulchan Aruch. It says in Shulchan Aruch, number 19, Yesh Mishayim, there are those who say, Shul Yelech V'Yetayel B'Shok. You shouldn't go strolling in the street, K'dei Shulayova L'Dei Tzchoik V'Kalsrei. It shouldn't lead you to lightheadedness. This machaber is in Hilchot Tisha B'Av. Machaber says in Shulchan Aruch, you shouldn't go walking in the street on Tisha B'Av. So many people make the argument, what do you see from the machaber? That before Tisha B'Av, it's okay. The first time I'm not allowed to take a tiyul is only on Tisha B'Av. But before Tisha B'Av, I can knock myself out. If you look at number 20, the Ramah takes it a step further. Ramah says, no, v'chein lo yitayel erev Tisha B'Av. You shouldn't take a trip on erev Tisha B'Av. So what's the diuk? And Rabbi Walter points this out in the Sefer also, as do others, that what? You see that before erev Tisha B'Av, it's okay. So you see that before erev Tisha B'Av, I'm allowed to go on a trip. The first time I'm allowed to take a trip is erev Tisha B'Av. I don't know if that's the taich of the word yitayel. We translate it a tiyul as a trip. I don't know if that's the translation of that word. Why? Because look at source 21. This is a machaber in Hilchas Sukkah. The machaber says, "Ketzad mitzvah yeshiva b'sukkah." What does it mean to sit in the sukkah? She oichel v'shoyseh. You should eat and drink. V'yoshet and sleep. V'yitayel. U'mitayel. It means you're supposed to take a trip in your sukkah. It means you're supposed to take a walk in your sukkah. I never understood this machaber. What does v'yitayel b'sukkah mean? You mean you're supposed to take a trip into your sukkah? Well, who has a sukkah big enough that they can walk around in the sukkah? So I think, and maybe I'm wrong, I think that mitayel doesn't necessarily mean a trip. It means to sit around and chill. A chill session. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Don't go to the street, v'yitayel. And just chill around, walk around, not really doing anything, just bum around. And that's what it means on Erev Tisha B'Av. V'chein lo yitayel Erev Tisha B'Av means, it doesn't mean you can't take a trip with a purpose. I mean, you shouldn't just fluff around, not really doing anything, not having much purpose. And that's what it means in the sukkah. In the sukkah, you're supposed to hack around in the sukkah. That's good for what you're supposed to do, is in your sukkah, hack around. That's what Mr. Brewer comments. He writes, hang around. Your tail doesn't mean take a walk. It means just to hang around, to chill. And therefore, the Mr. Brewer adds, if you're going to shmooze, shmooze in the sukkah. So I don't know if this Mechaber and this Ramon, when they talk about your tail, they really mean a trip. They really mean vacation. They mean just like what I call futzing around. Sitting around, not doing anything. Just wasting time. That you shouldn't do on Tisha B'Av, that you shouldn't do on anything. But if you have a purpose, I'm going on vacation because, you know, I'm going somewhere from point A to point B, I didn't think that's what Yitael necessarily meant. Okay. The bigger question is what happens if you want to go flying? You want to go flying. Oh, I'm sorry. So, perhaps the simple reason why people want to, and this Rabbi Frank Greenblatt already beat me to it, is perhaps the reason why you want to justify why you can't go on vacation or on trips is because of source 23. What's 23? It says in Shulchan Aruch, "B'shenichtes Av b'mata b'simcha." When we enter the month of Av, we have to decrease our level of joy. So, what does that mean? Says the Mishnah number 24, "Ayin b'magen Avram, d'ratzalay mash ein smechem b'klal." You can't have any joy at all. Now, we spoke last year at length about this Mishnah Berurah, if this Mishnah Berurah is accepted la halacha, that you're not allowed to have any joy at all. But one can make the case that that's why you can't go on a trip. Vacations and trips, those are all simcha. And you're not allowed to have simcha during the 9 days. Again, the argument of Ephraim Greenblatt points out, I think, is very strong. Where do you draw the line? So maybe I can't eat sushi. Maybe I can't eat pizza. I can't have a good scotch because I'm supposed to be ma'at b'simcha. Very, very, very unclear guidelines of how one goes about being ma'at b'simcha. So again, I find that to be a hard sell that would be the reason. Let's just conclude with travel, ear travel. What happens if a person wants to go ear traveling? So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in number 25. They asked him, should one refrain from traveling in an airplane during the 9 days? Tshuva. Emanasiyah he l'shem mitzvah. Said Rabbi Yaakov, depends. If you're traveling for a mitzvah, kigon shahalach l'shem mitzvah, kibra aveim, you go to visit your parents, mutter. So Rabbi Yaakov, mutter. V'chein nasiyah l'eretz Yisrael. And also if you're traveling to Eretz Yisrael, ein l'doinoy kistam nasiyah. So Rabbi Yaakov, any travel for a mitzvah is fine. So what's the obvious implication for Rabbi Yaakov is if it's not for a mitzvah, I'm going to another town to fly just because I want to, you know, enjoy the atmosphere. Rabbi Yaakov thought that that's a problem of ear travel. Reb Shlomo Zalman also writes like that. Number 26 says Reb Shlomo Zalman, "Ro'u limona mitisa b'matos." It's correct to refrain from ear travel. Petish sayom during the 9 days, b'midas ha'efshe as much as possible. Why? So he explains on the bottom. Ear travel is not dangerous. It's done all the time. It's still in the category of danger. Because we bench Goymel on it, even though we spoke about that in the past. Should we bench Goymel on ear travel? It's Suffolk Sakana. Don't put yourself in that situation. So clearly, Reb Shlomo Zalman, Reb Yaakov, they all thought that air travel should be avoided during the 9 days. Obviously, that takes a shtickel damper on some of the vacations. A lot of vacations require air travel. So according to Reb Shlomo Zalman and Reb Yaakov, you can't go air travel. If you look on the bottom in number 27, he writes, "The Talmidim Mechutz Laaretz Shloyuchu Acher Es Nisiosam the Beis Amarachet Tishabov." Let's say you have a yeshiva bacher who's in a shtickel problem. He's in Eretz Yisrael, and now the zman ends Rosh Chodesh, and he wants to come home. He doesn't want to first come home after Tisha B'Av, but the problem is he's going to have to fly during the 9 days. So Reb Shlomo Zalman said they can fly during the 9 days. Don't try to say, well, you have to leave this man early, Dr. Reb Shlomo Zalman. Said Reb Shlomo Zalman, any bacher who wants to stay till the end of his man and then fly home afterwards, as long as he's doing it for Torah, that will protect him. I remember when we were in yeshiva, they used to have a C program. I don't know if they still have it, where they send yeshiva bachim, you know, different parts of the country to help be makariv or help the community. So then, according to Reb Shlomo Zalman, if you're flying in the middle of the 9 days to help teach Torah, then l'chari, that would also be okay. It wouldn't present a problem. Reb Shlomo Zalman writes in number 28, and not in hell, this, yes. 100%, I think that would also be true. Reb Shlomo Zalman doesn't mention that, but that would also be, l'chari, be correct. Like we saw from Rabbi Yaakov, that would be a big mitzvah of Kibbut Aveim. Coming home would definitely be a fulfillment of Kibbut Aveim, to which, for sure, according to Rabbi Yaakov, that would also be permissible. Yeah, 100%. So if you look at number 28, Reb Shlomo Zalman says another interesting line over here. This is a halicha shleima in Hilchos Tefillah. Number 26, Alicha Shleim in Mayadim. This is in Tefillah. He writes the following. He says again, you shouldn't travel during the 9 days because it's dangerous. But he writes, Ulam the Talmud shehutzrich lotzis lechutzlaretz, a Talmud that had to leave chutzlaretz, if you want to come to Eretz Yisrael, even though now it's a little bit more complicated, but if you want, many people want to travel to Eretz Yisrael during the 9 days. Many people used to ask, in previous years, this shaila came up more, they want to be in Eretz Yisrael for Tisha B'Av, or they're traveling during the 9 days, but it's air travel. So Zaktib Shalom is Amri, if you're traveling to Eretz Yisrael, it's fine. So you can travel on Tisha B'Av itself. Just being in Eretz Yisrael is already better. Was very bothered. People today leave Eretz Yisrael on a dime. For no good reason, for no good justification, Rosh Hashanah was very troubled by that. So again, so according to Rosh Hashanah, that would be a heter to travel because of Eretz Yisrael. Number 29, they quote over here, B'Shem Rav Yashiv, Sheyesh Hanenoyim Lenesor L'Chutz La'aretz B'Yom Ha'Elul, you should not travel to America. Avon Yesh B'Ze Ezet Tzayrich and Nesei L'Rav Parnasa. You're traveling from Eretz Yisrael for Parnasa, or L'Tzayrich Hufuah, Mutter. That would also be mutter. So, we have a couple of issues over here. We have an issue of ear travel, we have an issue of regular travel. It's interesting, the last source is from Rabbi Shmuel Kamenetsky, and he's quoted as saying, "Ein tzarech lemnoya b'tisa b'matos b'meinu b'emtzar." You do not have to refrain from traveling on a plane during the 3 weeks. Va'afilu b'tishas hayom ein tzarech lemnoya. And even during the 9 days, you don't have to. Which I find interesting is Rabbi Kleinman did not mitzayin on the footnote to look in Emes Liakov, where Rabbi Yaakov disagreed. I don't know if Shmuel here is disagreeing with his father. So it's definitely Machloikis contemporary Achreinim. Is it okay to travel, ear travel during the 9 days? Again, Halach Lamaisa, it's tricky. It's not so possible because there were Gedele Achreinim that felt that we should try to stay clear of anything that has a Shemetz, a possibility of danger. But again, I think if a person wants to go away in the city, not too far away, I don't think it's the end of the world. I don't think it's necessarily the violation of the 9 days. But it's definitely a question, halacha lemaisa, would a person be allowed to travel on a trip or on vacation during the 9 days? Mirz Hashem, next week, the share will be Monday night. The halacha share will be Monday night, and we'll be discussing what to know when Tisha B'Av falls down on Thursday. And Mirz Hashem, next Tuesday night, we'll be having a share where we'll be discussing the Gemaras in Kittin and other places that discuss the Chorban, really getting us in the mindset of the Chorban. And Mitzvah Shem Sunday, we will have a special Gemara share on the topic of the prohibition of learning Torah on Tisha B'Av / is there a mitzvah of Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av? So that's just some of the scheduling things going forward. Okay, have a wonderful evening.